This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
I'm gonna let you know.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, on this glorious Friday, April the 11th of 2025, day 101 of the year, or should I say first, not one, and only 264 days left to go. Yes, as we are hanging out in the multiverse known as Safety FM, we're also hanging out with those people.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, some infiltration in Radio Big, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff, a lot of things. That's what we do around here. A lot of stuff and a lot of things, no doubt, as we are talking, hanging, and banging there. So, how are you? Have you been? How are things? It is Freeform Friday, so what does that mean? Cluster away, because we have to play catch-up with everything else that we didn't attack-y-yacky this week. So if you're good, I'm good, and we probably should start talking. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety, except on Fridays. On Fridays, it's just everything goes tonight, just a la Axl Rose. So, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll do the magic trick. Callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging is the options to get in through our system, and we go from there. So, with that being said, I have some friends that are coming in from Feature Story News. But before we get there, let's talk about what the hell was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, a new approach to regulating social media bobs up in Minnesota. A Weezer wife gets hit with an attempted murder charges. And Teddy Mellencamp talks all things death, yeah. And SNL is getting a British version and another Stephen King story set for a series adaptation at that. And then let's see. Listeners give mixed reviews of Megan Sussex's new podcast. Yeah, I mean, everything is going to be slightly controversial, I would imagine. Okay. So that's it. Feature Story News buds are hanging out over there waiting to take off and do their thing. So if you're good to hang out, I'm going to have them come in. They're going to take over. They're going to do everything that they do. And then we'll come back and do some other stuff together. And then we'll just add on and add on and add on and add on and go, what a wonderful time. I almost said something else. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So Feature Story News coming up right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ashan Garg. Asian stocks slumped in morning trade as investors' worries mount over the economic fallout from the escalating US-China trade war. Japan's Nikkei was down more than 4% in the morning session, Rebecca Bundon reports.
Asian markets fell on Friday despite President Trump's pause on tariffs because of the continuing uncertainty. This followed stocks jumping on Thursday in reaction to his announcement of the 90-day pause. While the Nikkei 225 dropped sharply, losing 5.6% at its open, South Korea's Kospi was down almost 1% by early afternoon local time. The Japanese yen also strengthened against the dollar. Rebecca Bunn's in Mumbai.
India is reportedly working to speed up trade negotiations with the US in hopes of limiting the impact of US tariffs. Meanwhile, Pakistan says it plans to send a high-powered delegation to Washington in the coming days to negotiate on tariffs amid a 90-day suspension in their implementation. Islamabad's fragile economy is particularly vulnerable, and the government says it is actively formulating strategies to circumvent the worst effects. Hira Mustafa has more.
Islamabad says it will send a high-level delegation to U.S., including business leaders and finance ministry representatives. They will be tasked with negotiating down a 29% tariff the Trump administration wants to impose on all imported Pakistani goods. The U.S. accounts for roughly 25% of Pakistan's yearly textile exports, making it the second largest market after the European Union, according to authorities. Government officials concede that the textile sector's significant dependence on the U.S. market makes it highly susceptible to any rise in tariffs. Experts are urging authorities to diversify trade alliances to minimize economic losses. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic have called off the search for survivors following the roof collapse at a popular nightclub that killed more than 200 people. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of the incident. Ira Spitzer reports.
Breaking into tears at times, the head of the Dominican Republic's Emergency Operations Center said Thursday would be the last day of rescue and recovery efforts at the Jet Set nightclub in the capital, Santo Domingo. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, Jet Set's roof collapsed with hundreds inside. The death toll has now risen to at least 221 people, including two former Major League Baseball players, a local governor, and merengue artist Ruby Perez, who was performing at the time. 189 people were rescued from the club. The focus now shifts to mourning the dead and what will be a closely watched investigation into what caused the roof to collapse. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Now that President Trump has U-turned on the issue of tariffs, his administration may have more time available to focus on efforts to secure peace in Ukraine. So we thought it was a good moment to catch up on where things currently stand. Sir Mark Lyle Grant is a former UK ambassador to the UN and a former UK national security advisor.
Well, I don't think we're very close at all. Ukraine did agree to the American demand for an unconditional ceasefire. Russia has not, and Russia has said they're not prepared to negotiate on those terms unless the United States looks at what they call the root causes of the conflict, which for them means getting rid of Zelensky, making Ukraine essentially a vassal state of Russia, making sure they can't join NATO or the European Union. The two sides are very far apart, and so far the American efforts at brokering a deal have not borne any fruit. And there are some signs that the Americans are beginning to get annoyed now with the Russians. And Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, did say a couple of days ago that President Trump was not going to allow the Russians just to play for time. But it's quite clear that that is what the Russians are doing.
European governments continue to hold meetings to discuss the formation of a coalition of the willing to enforce any peace deal that is eventually signed, but first, a full-scale truce will be required. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio, and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at Mobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Rio, big.
USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, here we go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. So let's talk about the things that are going on in tariff talk. In, I guess tariff talk meet China or something along those lines is what it seems like as we are, hanging. Doing our thing. So take a listen to this. You may recall that over the last few years, a seeming uptick in technology infrastructure outages, the phone carriers, the strange fires, and other mishaps in between. Well, now the Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese officials acknowledged the outgoing Biden administration representative late last year that China was behind some of these attacks to punish the U.S. for its ongoing support of Taiwan. No word on which specific outages the Chinese have claimed to have the credit for, but something going on there. Also, Chinese sellers on Amazon are expecting to either raise prices or pull out off the e-commerce giants completely in response to the ongoing trade war. Reports are saying that nearly half a dozen of sellers from Amazon are based in China. The official X account of the Chinese Embassy for the United States, or in the United States, reposted a video shared on top Chinese spokesperson of, or chairman of Mao giving a speech in which he says, in part, no matter how long this war is going to last, we'll never yield, a signal of what to is what to come. So there you go. Some information there. Yep. I don't know. It gets more and more interesting every day that we go by in regards of the things that are going on. But I mean, guess what? Controversy creates cash or costs cash, depending on how you want to take a look at it. So, okay, what else? It's no longer any secret that tech companies profit from monetizing user data in a variety of ways. Even listening to their everyday conversations to generate relevant advertisement posts. A new law of being considered in Minnesota state legislature would tax the tech companies on based on how many users are on the platform. The big ones like X, Facebook, and Instagram would shell out $165,000 plus 50 cents per person on the platform every month. These companies generate billions of dollars through sales. Yes, through ad sales, that is. And yes, but increasingly, though, the data mining, tracking every little thing that each of us are doing when we're on the internet, says Aisha Gomez, who is the co-chair of the State House Tax Committee. So this kind of regulation is certainly interesting. I mean, there is no doubt, and there are arguments to be made that reining in and monitoring capabilities of these apps that have become so ubiquitous part of the everyday life, but the apps are also free to use, not a right or an entitlement, and consumers don't need more incentives to spend more time on their phones oversharing even more of their lives. Also worth noting, as in the case here with additional fees on rideshare services like Uber and Lyft, the affected tech companies would likely just limit the access to users in Minnesota. So what do you think? I mean, how would you do that? I mean, like, how would you make that determination? So based on how many users you had, all of a sudden now Minnesota is this specialty state that they get to say, oh, yeah. Or how many, or would it be based on how many Minnesotans were on there? Are they called Minnesotans? I think they are. So it's just weird. I look at some of this stuff and I go, I mean, idealistically, some ideas that are out there from time to time seem to be pretty good. But man, you start listening to that and you start going, what's going on? So I don't know. It's kind of a strange one. Anyway, take a listen to this. Santa Fe area man has been arrested after stealing a U-Haul trailer with two people stuck in it. Police were dispatched after someone called 911 to report a banging sound coming from inside of a storage area. The crook behind the wheel, 50-year-old Stacy Walker, a rare male Stacy, just in case, led police on a chase through the city streets. He finally had to give up when the police blew out his tires. Walker had been charged with kidnapping, fleeing, and assaulting of a police officer. No word on what the kidnapped victims were doing in the back with, the rear hatch door closed. So some interesting stuff, always a good time when we, when we can start to listening to some of this stuff. No doubt there. But man, what an interesting time. So are you familiar with Santa Fe? Like, how familiar are you with it? Because this could be a good little tester-ester if you want to. So why don't we do this? Why don't I bring in some info here of what was going on? So let's pull that up on the screen, please, if you don't mind. Okay, so let's take a look-see here.
Albuquerque.
Oh, hold on. Let's back up. Did we just skip the story? We just skipped the story because I got so excited about doing all this other stuff that I was like, hold on. So now we lost the story. Where is the story? Yep. Yeah, I love live radio because, you know, there is no escaping when something like this happens in regards of what's going on, no doubt there. So what do you think? You saw me just totally change that thing if you're hanging out. So let's take a look again. So now this story that was only supposed to be a few seconds long is going to be like a 3-hour story because I can't get my stuff together. Isn't that great? So let's share. I just think the story's not supposed to make it because it's locked up again, man. Oh. And apparently I just want to play this sound unequivocally to you in regards to what's going on. Should we just skip forward and rule the night, or should we go ahead and go for it? I think we've already committed this much to it. So, I mean, it's going to be kind of hard if I say, nah, let's just move forward and forget about life for a moment. I don't think that's a good idea. So let's try this again in instant replay kind of fashion. Okay, here we go. Let's take a listen.
Got a few answers and a little bit of.
Now, there's something wrong with their website. It's legit something wrong with their website. If I pause it, it just jumps. Let's continue forward then. Let's continue going on with life, opposed to looking at this other stuff, because apparently that's just not meant to be. Okay, so let's see. Out. Lighting a bag of dog turds on fire and halted the neighbors at the doorstep. In, leaving jars of pee by the recycling bin. Really? That's a thing now? I didn't know this. And whose pee is it? Because that's the other question. For the second time in many months, neighbors in Portland suburbs are trying to figure out who's leaving jugs of human urine in their recycling bins. One victim of the bizarre incident tells local media that I went to the blue bin. I went to the blue bin. And lo and behold, there was a nice deposit of a gallon-sized bottles of urine. To put it plainly, and there were six of them. The incident there appears to be that the six bottles that were originally whole milk holders. City officials say that Public Waste Management Services cannot accept human waste and that the owners of the bin where the jugs were left should dump them down the toilet. Oh, this is an interesting one. You know, you can't pass up a pee story. I mean, it's just kind of a weird thing. Like, how often do you say, hey, guess what was in the news today? We had a whole story about somebody peeing. No, it just doesn't happen. Okay. I think we're going to end up going long because I'm over here dealing with pee stories in my life. So, yeah. Because, I mean, I already now feel like I messed up because I said, hey, I'm going to give you this story. Didn't give you the story. So now Now I feel like, I messed it up. I messed up the whole thing. So now we're getting some pee stories is what it sounds like. So let's do this. Let's give this a whirl. If we can, I guess.
Have an update on a bizarre and unsanitary story that we first brought to you about 2 weeks ago. Bottles of what appear to be urine repeatedly being left in recycling bins in one Northeast Portland neighborhood. And folks there tell us they are wondering why on earth this is happening.
Because people are way too bored.
Thank you so much for joining us for K2 News at 11, everyone. I'm Barry Mangold. This is not your everyday story. Bottles of, again, what appear to be urine have been left in recycling bins in the same neighborhood since September. And tonight, we are learning it happened again today. K2's Dunvee Verma joins us live from Northeast Portland from where this has all been happening.
Yeah, what a disaster. Let's take a listen to the pee story.
So, Barry, we went door to door to see if anybody saw anything or heard anything, and a couple neighbors.
What exactly would they have to hear?
A pickup truck that seemed suspicious. One even reported it to the police. We reached out to the police to confirm whether this is, in fact, the case, and we're still waiting to hear back.
When you wake up in the morning, you might
have to go to the bathroom
to go check the mail
or the milk
you
jugs.
Don't expect to see this, what appears to be six bottles of urine sitting right next to your recycling bin.
It feels very violating.
You would think, why are they not showing this person's face? We're seeing their shears.
We're not showing you this resident's face because we're respecting their request to stay anonymous. They basically say they're stuck with these bottles because they couldn't be taken by the recyclers. On the bright side, they at least have some people in the neighborhood who can relate.
I had heard, luckily, about this happening to other neighbors a couple of weeks ago.
Can somebody not just dump this, down the toilet?
That happened to him. So luckily, I had known that this was something that was going on in the neighborhood.
Where's this neighborhood?
I never thought it would happen to me.
One of those neighbors is Alex Van Dyne. K2 interview.
Is he going to show his face? Oh, okay, yeah, we get to see his face.
Opened the blue bin, and lo and behold, there was a nice deposit of gallon-sized bottles of urine, to put it plainly, and there were six of them.
After Van Dyne started pulling his bins away, urine bottles started appearing in his neighbor's bin.
So now we're getting different sizes and formats of these pee bottles. This is a long pee story.
This surveillance video Van Dyne has shows a man getting out of his car and leaving the urine behind. It's not clear that this person is connected to the urine that was left most recently.
What, is this a common problem?
Though there are some striking similarities between what happened to Van Dyne and the woman we spoke with today. First of all, the same amount of bottles were left.
Okay.
Second, some of the bottles were the same kind, whole milk bottles.
How popular is this whole milk in that area?
Same neighborhood. And finally, they were all put in recycling bins, not in garbage cans.
Okay.
And again, we are working to confirm whether these incidents are connected. For now, keep it here on K2 for updates.
Yeah, I mean, where else are you going to keep it? Where else are you going to get the peace story?
Northeast Portland, Dunvee Verma, K2 News.
Certainly a strange story, Dunvee. Thank you.
I mean, you're kind of being kind with just calling it a strange story. It's a cluster. I mean, what else would you call that thing? Holy mother of Lordy Lordy. Yeah, what a thing. Okay, so now we're at 29 minutes past the top of the hour, so I think I'm going to have to speed up and jump around here. Okay, we're not going to go to the swamp. Let's go to some numbers. The Dow lost 1,014 points to close at 39,593 on Thursday. and the S&P lost 188 points to close at 5,268, and the NASDAQ lost 737 points. West Texas Intermediate closed at $60 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $63 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.22 on Thursday, and Bitcoin got clobbered again, down over 3%, trading under $80,000. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $72 million jackpot or a $34.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you can do so. Also, there's a game on Saturday night. The Powerball drawing will be for $82 million or a $39.6 million payout. So there you go. Opciones, opciones con tantos cojones. Oh, sorry. I thought it was supposed to match, but it wasn't. Okay. So earlier I said something about Weezer. So let's go into it. Author Jillian Loren's wife of Weezer's bassist Scott Schreiner was arrested this week for an attempted murder. It went all down as the officers were scouring the couple's neighborhood looking for some suspects involved in a hit and run, as it happened to be searching for the perps in the couple's yard. Lauren emerged with a handgun, and at some point, for some unknown reason, she pointed the gun at the officers, who responded by shooting her in the shoulder. Injured, Lauren ran back into her home, only to emerge later with and surrender to police. She was treated at the hospital and then booked on attempted murder charges. It is unclear if she ever actually fired the gun. Lauren has since been released on bond for $1 million. Schreiner is still reportedly planning to play with his bandmates at Coachella this weekend. So, priorities, my friend, priorities. A weird thing, huh? Okay, so take a listen to this, because this one was kind of morbid as we started. Teddy Mellencamp, a dad, dad's rocker, John Mellencamp, is planning for her death. Yeah, the reality star dished the morbid conversation on the Two T's in the Pod podcast. Co-host Tamira Judd explained that her dad called her 11 times in a row to discuss her burial plans. Teddy says that he wanted to make sure that she was to be buried at the family plot in Indiana, which she agreed to as long as her three young children also have spots. As previously reported, the mom of three is battling stage four cancer. So somebody's battling stage four cancer, and these are the conversations you're having? Ugh, has to feel weird. Really does. Okay, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. You know it's different on Freeform Friday, so let's do it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Stocks slumped in morning trade as investors' worries mount over the economic fallout from the escalating U.S.-China trade war. Japan's Nikkei was down more than 4% in the morning session, Rebecca Bundon reports.
Asian markets fell on Friday despite President Trump's pause on tariffs because of the continuing uncertainty. This followed stocks jumping on Thursday in reaction to his announcement of the 90-day pause. While the Nikkei 225 dropped sharply, losing 5.6% at its open, South Korea's Kospi was down almost 1% by early afternoon local time. The Japanese yen also strengthened against the dollar. Rebecca Bundin, Mumbai.
India is reportedly working to speed up trade negotiations with the US in hopes of limiting the impact of US tariffs. Meanwhile, Pakistan says it plans to send a high-powered delegation to Washington in the coming days to negotiate on tariffs amid a 90-day suspension in their implementation. Islamabad's fragile economy is particularly vulnerable, and the government says it is actively formulating strategies to circumvent the worst effects. Hira Mustafa has more.
Islamabad says it will send a high-level delegation to U.S., including business leaders and finance ministry representatives. They will be tasked with negotiating down a 29% tariff the Trump administration wants to impose on all imported Pakistani goods. The U.S. accounts for roughly 25% of Pakistan's yearly textile exports, making it the second largest market after the European Union, according to authorities. Government officials concede that the textile sector's significant dependence on the U.S. market makes it highly susceptible to any rise in tariffs. Experts are urging authorities to diversify trade alliances to minimize economic losses. Hera Mustafa, Islamabad.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic have called off the search for survivors following the roof collapse at a popular nightclub that killed more than 200 people. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of the incident. Ira Spitzer reports.
Breaking into tears at times, the head of the Dominican Republic's Emergency Operations Center said Thursday would be the last day of rescue and recovery efforts at the Jet Set nightclub in the capital, Santo Domingo. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, Jet Set's roof collapsed with hundreds inside. The death toll has now risen to at least 221 people, including two former Major League Baseball players, a local governor, and merengue artist Ruby Perez, who was performing at the time. 189 people were rescued from the club. The focus now shifts to mourning the dead and what will be a closely watched investigation into what caused the roof to collapse. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Now that President Trump has U-turned on the issue of tariffs, his administration may have more time available to focus on efforts to secure peace in Ukraine. So we thought it was a good moment to catch up on where things currently stand. Sir Mark Lyle Grant is a former UK ambassador to the UN and a former UK national security advisor.
Well, I don't think we're very close at all. Ukraine did agree to the American demand for an unconditional ceasefire. Russia has not, and Russia has said they're not prepared to negotiate on those terms unless the United States looks at what they call the root causes of the conflict, which for them means getting rid of Zelensky, making Ukraine essentially a vassal state of Russia, making sure they can't join NATO or the European Union. The two sides are very far apart, and so far the American efforts at brokering a deal have not borne any fruit. And there are some signs that the Americans are beginning to get annoyed now with the Russians. And Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, did say a couple of days ago that President Trump was not going to allow the Russians just to play for time. But it's quite clear that that is what the Russians are doing.
European governments continue to hold meetings to discuss the formation of a coalition of the willing to enforce any peace deal that is eventually signed. But first, a full-scale truce will be required. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio, and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story.
More sarcasm.
We have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
You have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show. I'm gonna come out and fight you. I'm gonna let you know no matter your fault. I'm gonna come out and fight you. I'm gonna
are hanging out. It is still Freeform Friday, as we are doing everything. 45 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are still hanging out here on Radio Big, on Safety FM, and this still is the Rated R Safety Show. So don't worry about any of that stuff. So let's get into it. This right here we're taking and listening to, it's called Fighting by Saints of Valerie. Yeah, apparently we've had a theme this week. I have to tell you, it's a good band overall. So, if you want to give it a little streamer action, a little download action, YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. A lot of love there. Okay. Talk about the music never matching the script, huh? So let's get into everything that's going on inside of the multiverse, because I think that we need to do that. So if anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go into the section that says Find Help, and then there'll be all kinds of information there related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and self-injury. Just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So a lot of stuff going on there, no doubt. Okay, so let's talk about some things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, and this time we'll be talking about the multiplex. A few movies coming out today. Amateur, when the supervisors at the CIA refuse to take action after his wife is killed in a London terrorist attack, a decoder takes a matter into his own hands. Yep, comes out today, PG-13. Drop is another PG-13 movie. A widowed mother, first date in years, takes in a terrifying turn when she's bombarded with threatening messages on her phone, making her wonder if her charming date is behind the harassment. So there's that. Also, Warfare. A platoon of Navy SEALs embark on a dangerous mission in Iraq with the chaos and brotherhood of war retold through the memories of the event. That one's rated R. Okay, and then BG for today, King of Kings, through the father's vivid story, telling a boy journeys through Jesus' life from the humble beginnings to the ultimate sacrifice. Along the days, he discovers the transformative power of faith. That's out today. PG, King of Kings. So a lot of stuff. Okay, take a listen to this one. So here we go. Pizza Hut has released a new menu item that even more out of the box than the time that they sell tomato wine. It's the first time the pizza caviar. Yep, instead of simply throwing caviar, which seems to be having the moment right now, onto a pizza, the Hut is a reimagined caviar bump altogether. Apparently, the pizza caviar tastes like pepperoni instead of fish, and the pearls have a bold, smoky pepperoni flavor, perfectly adorning the Pizza Hut menu items. The pearls are made from pepperoni flavor water-coated gelatin like agar-agar. But thankfully, Pizza Hut is the new pizza caviar, only available yesterday at the New York City restaurant, at least for now. Hold on. So we're giving a story about something that was available yesterday? Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So nothing becomes only available is gelatinous meat beats. I mean, think about that. Limited time. What a weird time we live in. Okay, let's do something more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about some motivations of minutes. Let's do that.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Maggie. Michelangelo said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but our aim is too low and we reach it. Yes, this is stitched into my soul. I see people live up to their low standards way too many times. I'm a big thinker. I don't even know why that is, but I think it's because I grew up at a time when we didn't have access to everything in the world with a click of a button. It was an age of wonder. We would think about things many times, dreaming up solutions that might work or might not, but we didn't know yet. I kind of miss those times. But I also have to admit, I love access to everything too.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Are you walking through a difficult time right now? Are you dealing with disappointment or coping with loss? Perhaps you feel overwhelmed, as if the Lord has forsaken you. I've been there, and I know how it feels. I won't lie to you. There have been times when the pain was nearly more than I could bear, but always, always God sustained me. He is no respecter of persons. And what he has done for me, he will do for you. 2 Corinthians 1 says, we were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God. Lord Jesus, when life overwhelms us, teach us to rely on you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
President Donald Trump has signed four executive orders aimed at revitalizing the declining coal industry. These orders allow some older coal-fired power plants to remain operational to meet rising energy demand spurred by technological advancements.
The orders also halt previous coal regulations and seek to investigate state-level anti-coal policies. The administration faced scrutiny over controversial tariffs impacting global trade and prompting backlash from allies and domestic stakeholders. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the capture of two Chinese nationals fighting alongside Russian forces in the Donetsk region. He indicated that intelligence suggests additional Chinese individuals may be involved in the conflict on Russia's side.
The confrontation reportedly occurred near the villages of Tarasivka and Bilohorivka, where six Chinese soldiers engaged Ukrainian troops. In response, Ukraine summoned China's chargé d'affaires to seek clarification, questioning China's proclaimed neutrality and its role as a United Nations Security Council member. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Nicholas John Rosk, a 29-year-old man from Simi Valley, California, pleaded guilty to attempting to murder U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Rosk was arrested in June 2022 near Kavanaugh's Maryland home, armed with a gun, knife, zip ties, and dressed in black.
He had meticulously planned the attack, researching justices' addresses and assassination techniques, and purchasing tactical gear and weapons. Despite his guilty plea, Rosky did not reach an agreement with prosecutors and faces 30 years to life in prison. Kyle Norris reporting.
Michael Tansey, convicted of the 2000 abduction and murder of Miami Herald employee Janet Acosta, is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection at Florida State Prison.
Tansey admitted to the crime, citing a desire to avoid capture. A jury unanimously recommended the death sentence after his conviction for first-degree murder, carjacking, kidnapping, and armed robbery. Kevin Sanders reporting.
U.S. stock markets experienced another dramatic downturn on Tuesday, with the S&P 500 falling 1.6%, driven by investor uncertainty around President Donald Trump's tariffs.
The Magnificent Seven tech giants, including Tesla and Apple, saw significant declines, shedding over $2 trillion in market value since last Wednesday's sell-off. Global markets fluctuated amid concerns of a trade war. Jim Kender reporting.
President Donald Trump's escalated tariffs on China, intensifying concerns over a deepening global trade war. Trump demanded China roll back a 34% increase in its tariffs or face an additional 50% U.S. tariff starting April 9th.
This would push total U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods to 104%, exacerbating tensions and raising fears of broader economic consequences, particularly price increases for American consumers and potential global trade distortions. China reacted strong, vowing to resist U.S. pressure. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Yeah.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2021, Dante Wright, 20, is shot and killed by Minnesota police officer Kim Potter during a traffic stop when she mistook her gun for her taser. The shooting would lead to more rioting and Officer Potter being charged with manslaughter. That happened back on this date in 2021. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, pilot Plaisy Rose turns, 20. Millie Alcock turns 25. Marcus Johns, 52. Josh Stone turns 38. Alessandria Ambrios turns 44. Brett Claywell turns 47. Tricia Helfer turns 54. Jennifer Esposito turns 52. Dustin Rhodes turns 56. Steve Azar, 61. Jeremy Clarkson, 65. Peter Riggett, 78. And Joel Gray turns 93. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate today, National Submarine Day, Day of Silence, and National Pet Day. So, little combo action for you, if you don't mind. And then, let's see, what else do we have? If you need a rando for today, I'm at the age where my mind firmly believes I'm 29, my humor suggests I'm 12, and my body possibly died in the Civil War. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What question would you like to ask a time traveler from 2,000 years into the future, or 200 years into the future, or maybe even 20 years into the future? What would be the question? And then if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 26% of people do this while cooking. What is it? Dance. Dance, 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 dance all night. Dance all night. Okay, sorry. So there you go. That's it. That sums up our time in regards to the Rated R Safety Show on this lovely Freeform Friday. If you want to hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm just to do our thing. Love to see you over there if you want to come and hang. If you don't, that's fine. You can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. He'll be talking about the world of safety consulting. So a lot of good stuff going on right there. So have a great weekend if you're not following along. Always a good time, you and I hanging out. Let me leave you with a deep thought for today. Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know. Whoa. I'm gonna let you know.